Okay, today's daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Today's shir sponsored by the Daskal family, Elin Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Shabbat Shalom Leah. So we are towards the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. We're beginning a pretty important sugya, Malach Lamaisa. We're going back to the shayla that we mentioned before on Amud Aleph, whether based in or people have to be careful and not permit Ketanim to eat Nevelos. We have to actively stop them from doing that. So at the end of the reason why it's here is because at the end of the sugya, they're going to bring a raya from our Mishnah. So we go through the sugya, then bring a raya from our Mishnah, and hopefully at time we'll start the 15th parak. So, beginning to start the sugya off, the Gemara brings a maisa. So Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna irkasu le maftiche de Beis Midrasha. Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna lost the keys of the Beis Midrash, Rishus HaRabim, and dropped them in the Rishus HaRabim. And now comes Shabbos. So Bishabs, when it came to Shabbos, were you not allowed to carry for Dalalam and Rishus HaRabim, so you couldn't bring them from Rishus HaRabim into any Gori, and also you can't bring them from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, so he couldn't carry them, and they're stuck in the base, and the keys are stuck in Rishus HaRabim, and he's no way to get into the base measures. That's why you have a Shabbos lock these days. But you can't get into the base measures. So also the coming to Rabbi Pedas. He comes in front of Rabbi Pedas to ask him, is there any way to get the keys so they can open the base measures? So Amar Lei, so Rav Pedas says to him, Zil Devar to leave Italia with Litlu Hosam, go like Devar leave over there to leave Italia, a boy and a girl, a young lad, a young maiden, bring a young boy and young girl with Litlu Hosam, and let them play over there, and then maybe they'll find the keys. Right, and if they find the keys, they'll bring them to you. Maybe they'll recognize whose keys they are. Like, oh, we found the keys. Bring to you. Oh, you shouldn't have. Thank you. Open the keys to the base writers. So Amakasav, you see from here, Katan Ochel Nevelos ain't based in Betsun Lafrisho. Katan Ochel Nevelos is the key word. Why they use Nevelos as the example? That's a shayla. But Katan Ochel Nevelos, if a katan is going to be eating Nevelos or being violating other Yisurim, ain't based in Mitzvah Lafrisho. The people, the father or the people in charge, they don't have to stop them. They don't have to stop them to violate. Even here, it looks like an Issa Torah. They don't have to violate them an Issa Doraisa, because if you have to stop them, so had Rabbi Pedas permit the Ketanim to violate the Isser of Tiltul Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos in order to bring the keys over Mason Measures. So Gemara says, Lame Messiah, so maybe we can bring a Rai over here. Basically, from here you see you can't ask them to do so, but you also don't need to stop them. So Lame Messiah, let's say you have a Bryce that supports the sheet of Rabbi Pedas. The Bryce says, Lo Yomar Adam Latinok. A person shouldn't tell a katan who hasn't reached a certain age. To me, there's a whole tension over here also. There's a tension of permitting, because you're allowed to, but there's also a concept of chinuch, how to properly be mechanech for children. So like, you know, close the refrigerator light on Shabbos, tell your four-year-old, have your four-year-old do it. It's a problem. And how to go about doing it. And even if you is a hector way to do it, but then there's a chinuch aspect as well. So I'm not sure about the two.
First time you
use
the word
tinuch. I'm not sure how to use it. So it says, lo yomer adam latinok, Haveli Mavteach, bring me the key, Haveli Chotem, or bring me the stamp, you know, Derech Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and therefore you'll violate the Isser. Ela Menicho Tolesh, Menicho Zorek, or in a different situation, Gemara jumps from one scenario to another scenario, that's another question, but you can leave him, and maybe he'll be able, and let him pluck something, or Menicho Zorek, or leave him, and maybe he'll see something, and he'll throw it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, and you know, not to stop him. And why the Gemara jumps from Hotzah to Tolish and Zorik while Rise of Trumps, I'm not sure. So you see here that you can ask, you don't can ask, but there's no reason, you don't have to stop them from violating. So Gemara says, Amar Baye, well, may a second. Maybe by Tolish, maybe Tolish is Atzich Eino Nakov, which is only in Issa Rabbanan. And maybe Zorik is talking about in the Carmelis, which is only a Rabbanan. So maybe only by Rabbanan you don't have to stop. By Issa Raisa, not only can you not tell them, you have to stop them as well. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a few rayos one way or another to the shita of Rabbi Pedas. Again, Rabbi Pedas' shita was, when it came to Isurim, even though Raisa, you may not ask, but you don't have to stop. So Tashma, bring a rayos follows. So this is a Mishnah on Shabbos on Kuf Chaf Aleph. Ovei kochavim sheba lichabos. So there's a fire by Yisrael, and a guy comes to put out the fire. Ein oren lo kabei. You can't tell him to put out the fire because this is the rabbanon of Amir Lanachri to do something that a Jew is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Because it looks like shichus, whatever the Isser, you know, going to the sugya, whatever the Isser of Amir Lanachri is. He says, Ein omrim lo kabei, then also the al tichavei. And but you don't have to say, but you don't have to tell him, don't put it out. I mean, if he's doing it on himself, he can put it out. There's no mitzvah on you, no mitzvah coming on you to see to it that a goy keeps Shabbos. On the contrary, he's not supposed to keep Shabbos. But when it comes to a katan habal l'chabos, omrim lo al tichabeh. But when a katan comes to put it out, you tell him, don't do it. You, what do you mean? Don't tell him. See from here that you can't. You have to stop him. Tell him don't do it. So therefore, it's a mefurish from here that a katan who's gonna violate an iser, we do tell him to stop, which is against Rabbi Pidas. So Rabbi Yochanan says no. There's a difference over here because here it's where the katan is ose al das aviv. He's doing it on the das of his father. What does that mean? As Rashi says, third line from the top, ose al das aviv. He sees his father, he looks at his father, and he sees his father's not saying anything to him, right? And the father's standing right there, because his stuff is burning. And it says, if the father is commanding him to do that. But the case of Rabbi Yitzhak, he never told the boy and girl, question why you need a boy and a girl, never told them he lost them, never told them stairs, never told them anything. They have no idea. But when the father's standing right there, when the stuff is burning, the cutler's looking at him, and the father's like, so then that's going to be a problem. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if it's Oseh Das Aviv, so the Kavase Gabi Ovi Kachavim, the Oseh Das Yisrael, Mishari. So too by the Goy, you should tell him to stop because he's Oseh Das Yisrael, meaning he's getting the acquiescence, the silent acquiescence from the Jew as well. That should not be permitted anymore. So the Gemara says, no, Ove Kochavim, Adaita Dinafshi Ovid. The guy does it on his own recognizance. Right? Rashi says, Afilu below Yediyas Yisrael, even had the Yisrael not been there, the guy would do is, Ha Ove Kochavim is Kavim Lahanoso, Sheodeya Shitol Schar. He knows he's going to get some sort of reward, so he's doing it on his own. He's not necessarily doing it because of the acquiescence of the Jew.
It's not in the goodness of his own heart.
Correct. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Raya for Rabbi Pidas. Tashma. We'll bring a raya. Now the Brises will talk about the Chachamim with Choshes for the Miut of the Ami Arutz that they would not meister their peros, and those peros are called Demai. So we have the problem of Demai. So they made a gezera that you have to take meister off the Demai. So now you have a Ben Chaver. So you have a young son of a Chaver. A Chaver is somebody who's is very machmid and the Chumos of Maisos. Sharagio Lelech Etzel Avi Imo Amaretz, but the father-in-law is an Amaretz. So you see from here that maybe even a chaver would marry the daughter of an Amaretz. So maybe the yichus marry look at the girl a little bit more than necessarily the father. I don't know. So right, so ben chaver Sharagio Lelech Etzel Avi Imo Amaretz. Ain choshishin, we're not choshish, shema ya'achilenu dvarim she'enim isukanim. We're not choshish that the grandfather is going to feed to his grandson, who's a chaver, right, items that are not fixed, that are not, that they weren't tithed. And also, matzah biyado peros, which is if the grandfather gives him food, and he has these peros, and he brings them home, we don't know if it is, they're tithed or not, ain zokiklo. We don't have to, restrain this boy from eating the peros. So you see from here, even though there's a suffix as whether or not he's eating, he's eating demai, we don't have to stop him. So here, this is the Rabbanon, that's what the Gemara answer is, Rabbi Yochanan, but demai hikilo. When it comes to demai, they were more mako. Rashi says, Abba Yochanan, the elba osa, that's aviv, aval afrisho, ena mitzuva, hecha, the tina gavid, that's later on. You see, demai hikilu, meaning that you're talking about pairs of demai, which is dindar abanan, so maybe by dindar abanan, we're not who says that by dindar isa, the case that we have Rabbi Das was a dindar isa. So the Gemara says, wait, now we're going to ask sort of an internal stira by Rabbi Yochanan. So Ela Taima, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says we don't have to stop the katan from eating the potential demai is because it's demai, because it's the rabbanon, right? Tosas points out, why don't they just say the rabbanon? Why do you have to say demai? But Tosas says, right, have a much in the main, but Tosas, I feel a low hikilu bit demai, cave on the eno elam of the rabbanon. Oftentimes, we use the lotion of demai. The second answer, Inami cave on sheish lachosh l'safik tevel to have a deraisa hechmiro ilav tamed the demai hikilo. Or maybe you have said because we're talking about tevel, which is possible deraisa, so you have to can't just say the rabbanon, you have to say demai, you have to give it a different reason. So ela taima the demai. So have vadai, but if it was vadai, if we knew for a fact that this was tevel, right? It had vadai by the yisurei. Then you would have to be, you have to take payment, you have to take meiser off of it. So therefore you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by deraisa, You do have to stop the son, right? But did Rabbi Yochanan say before the only reason why it was no good over there, even though it was the Doraisa, is because Osef Adas Aviv, which means that Midoraisa, he did not have to keep him back. So what's the story of Rabbi Yochanan? It's internal inconsistency in Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the name? Rabbi Yochanan was from Supak. He didn't know the answer, and he was able to disprove Raya either way, because he didn't know which way to go. So El Rabbi Yochanan Sifuki Misafkile. So Kai Hachi Madchei, Kai Hachi Madchei. So if you brought him a Raya this way, he can be Dochet. But right, this way he was Dochet, because he didn't know. He didn't know. Right, Rashi says, V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan Le'el, but also that's Aviv. Aval Afrisho Ein Mitzuvah, Hechel Tinek Aviv Dayti Nashe. If he was doing it on his own, you wouldn't have to stop him. So that seems to be the inconsistency of Rabbi Yochanan. And says, Ein Hanami, he's inconsistent because he doesn't know which way to go. So still we're stuck, we don't have a Raya. So now the Gemara's going to try to bring another Raya to Rabbi Pidos. That
why
a cut.
Why did you bring him down the
first place?
Why did you bring
Rabbi Yochanan down? All you do is trying to disprove the Raya. So he can. Rabbi Yochanan can disprove the Raya, but it's not a question of Rabbi Yochanan.
This happens no good either, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Correct. He doesn't know which way to go. So you have no Raya. So all Rabbi Yochanan shows that you have no Raya either way. Right. So we've got to try maybe a Raya from somebody else, somewhere else. So Tashma. Here it's different. You have a Ben Chaver Kohen. So the Katan is the Katan of a son of a Chaver, but the Chaver is also a Kohen. So the Kohen, Chaver means he's makbin on Dine Tumah V'Tara. Sheragil Lelech Eitzel Avi Imo Kohen Amaretz. He's ragil to go to his grandfather, the Kohen, who's an Amaretz. So you have the daughter of a Kohen married a Kohen, and the husband's a Chaver, but the father-in-law is an Amaretz. So Sheragil Lelech Eitzel Avi Imo Kohen Amaretz. Ein Choshishin, we're not Choshish Shema Yachilen or Truma Temeya. We're not Choshish that the grandfather gave him Tamei Truma, right? Matzah biyado peros, and you find in his hands peros again. Ein zokaglo, we don't take them away from them from achshash that the truma tameya. So you see from over here, even achshash by the oraisa, it's not allowed to eat truma tameya mi oraisa. Even achshash the oraisa, we don't have to stop the katan. So the Gemara says no. Who says talking about the oraisa truma derabanan? Maybe we're talking about truma derabanan, right? From whatever truma derabanan is.
This is about katan also, right?
Right. Yeah. It says over here ben chaver kohen talking about katan. Always a katan. If it's not a katan, there's no raya. We're talking, right. Still, you're talking about a katan. So, truma derabanan. So, now Gemara's going to try to bring another raya to Rabbi Pidas. Tashma. It's a very cryptic brisa. And I'm not sure I can show how to touch the whole thing. He says, Yonik Tinok, Veholich, Meavodos Chachavim, Vibehema Temeya. So, a young Jewish child can nurse from a goya. And as well from a non-kosher animal, even though the milk of a non-kosher animal, right? So it seems over here that the milk of a goya is also, you know, lined up with the tibet tamehima. But that seems to be a machlokes we've shown him as to whether or not it's also the rice or not to be nursed from a nursemaid to be a goya. Goes back to the parsha Shmos, where Moshe is taken around, right. And so the Rashba says that you see from here that you're not allowed to take it from a tinoko. So the Gra in Yoredeya says that the proof is from that sugya from that parsha in Shmos. So Yav Kamenetsky asks, well, what do you mean? I mean, that was Moshe. The Gemara says the reason why Moshe wouldn't nurse from a non-Jew
is
us the davar mishchina. So who says that we're that? So Rabbi Yochanan says no, because he's so in chinuch that every child should be brought up the possibility, right, that he can be a Moshe Rabbeinu on davar mishchina. Okay, so Tashma Yonek Tinok v'holich me'avodas kochavim v'vehibet tameya. Okay, the ain choshen biyonik sheketz, and we're not choshish that he is nursing from something that's mashuka, something that's disgusting from the Torah, because the milk of a behemoth tameya is not kosher. But it says the lo yachilenu nevelos utreifos shkash marasim. You cannot feed him non kosher stuff with your hands. You may not feed him. Umikulan, and from all these behemoths that you're aser by chila, yonik mehem, you can nurse from them. The afilu b'shabbos, and even on Shabbos, because Shabbos you have nursing, you have a problem of nisr d'oraisa, what the malacha is. Most people hold it's mefarik, right? Something dash, but there's a whole to do. That's the whole to do about the milking the cows on Shabbos in Israel. So the afilu b'shabbos ubegadol. I don't know what a gadol is here. Gadol means a little bit older. What's a gadol when it comes to nursing? But when it comes to a gadol, or maybe there's not necessarily nurse, but drink that milk. With a gadol usher, right? And Abishol Omer, now what's usher? Rashi says.
Here is a gadol, it's 1 to 3.
That's what he says. With a gadol usher. Okay. Abishol Omer, Abishol says that even on Shabbos, That's aser, but noagim ha'ayinu sheyonkim v'heimer tohor b'yontif. But you could still nurse on yontif. I'm not sure, it's a cryptic cases about what's going on, but the Gemara says, but nevertheless, ketani miyos ein choshen b'yonik sheketz. When this little child is nursing from v'heimer to meya, drinking non-kosher milk, we're not kosher for it. He's nursing. Obviously not feeding, you're nursing. It's a little different, difficult, because the little child... The case of the keys, right? The case of the, we'll get to that in a second. But the case of the keys is that the kid went by itself to do it. Here, right. The little infant is not going to the animal. You're right. Placing him there, so it's a little different scenario. So he says, Mar says, no. That's when you said Hasam Mishum Sakana. The reason why you do nursing over there is because it's dangerous. There's nothing else. It's a sakana. Maybe that's the reason why. You're not allowed to have the katan do it by himself no matter what. But here, the reason why you're letting him do it is because it's a sakana, and that's why he can do it. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if it's a sakana, then gadol nami. Then the older child also should be able to drink. So Gemara says, no, gadol by umdana. By a gadol, you can check. It's not as an emergency, not as desperate. So Gemara says, katan nami by umdana. So a katan also should check whether he desperately needs it or not. So Gemara answers, Amar Huna, Braid Ravishua, Stam Tinak Basukan. No. Stam tinek a baby, there's no umdana. He needs, that's it. You don't have to look into it. A little older, you can look into it. So that's the case over here. It's this case where, you know, it's an umdana where for an older child, you may not necessarily need it. So you have to look into it. But by the katan, you just go right away. But maybe there's no rai here, because maybe now we're talking about a mesukan, a dangerous scenario. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to discuss that brisa before we try to go back to the raias to Rabbi Pedas. So Abba Shaul Omer, Noagin Hayinu Sheyonkim Behemah Torah B'Yontif. We would let them nurse from Behemah to Torah on Yontif.
What's the juxtaposition Yontif from Behemah Torah?
Because the problem is that you're not allowed to nurse on. You're not allowed to nurse express the milk from the animal on Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif. It's a malacha. So he would have let them do it on Yontif.
Isn't that two different malachas? I mean, what's got to eat? Being
yanked
from
a behemoth to meya. No,
here it says tohora.
So Abba Shaul said you can't do it from behemoth to meya, but he says you may do it from behemoth to tohora on yontif, but not on Shabbos. That's what Abba Shaul says.
The first Madhama said you could do it even on
right. Shabbos. The first Madhama says you can even do it on Shabbos. Abba Shaul says you can only do it on yontif from behemoth to tohora. So why on yontif yes and on Shabbos no? So Gemara asks, hey chidami.
What's the difference?
Because he's not letting. Because he's not letting you.
That's kashrus, or is it out or Shabbos? Well, it's two different. It's two different isurim.
Correct.
So what's his juxtaposition?
But that's why I said the brisa was cryptic as what we're going. But the Gemara said that you can do it on Shabbos when you talked about the behemoth tohora. That's talking about behemoth tohora. The behemoth to me as well. That's what you're talking about. A non-katan, somebody who's older. So he says you can do it. Rav Shaul still would permit you to do it. The Patana Kama would still let you permit you to do it on Shabbos from behemoth tohora. Rav Shaul says on Shabbos no, but Yontif yes. So we're talking about the Shabbos, sir. So Gemara says, Hiki Dami, what's the case? Idikus Kana, if it's a dangerous scenario, so I feel with Shabbos Nami. So on Shabbos you should be allowed to nurse. What are you worried about, Mefarik? Don't worry about Mefarik in Makam Sakana. The Idaleka Sakana, and if there's no Sakana, so I feel be Yontav also. It's a Malacha. I don't think Mefarik is one of the Malachas of Ochal Nefesh that can work, right? So Gemara, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. So otherwise you would just say it's Ochal Nefesh. Gemara says, no, Lo Tricha, we need it to Ikat Sa'ara. That there's tsar, there's not sakana, but there's pain. It's one level removed. I don't know if it's so. It's kolish she'ebo sakana. So the kasavar. So Abba Shaul says that's only mutran yontif and not Shabbos because the iser to milk is mefarik and mefarik la'achar yadhu. And he's doing mefarik here in a different manner. You're not squeezing it with your hands. It's by nursing. So it's mafarek kila achar yad, which should not be asu deraisa, so it'll be only asu derabanan. So Shabbos, the issus kila gazu rabanan. So by Shabbos, when there's issus kila, Abba Shaul says it's a din derabanan, you can't do it. But yontif, the issur lav, it's not as chomer as Shabbos, so lo gazu be rabanan, the makam tsar, there's no gzeir, and that's why Abba Shaul says you can only do it on Shabbos. On yontif, not on Shabbos. Han Kam says even on Shabbos you can do it in this scenario, because maybe say cholosh emel sakana, you still can violate, okay? That's the case. That was a little digression. The Gemara goes back now to try to bring a raya, but again, the katan was ochel nevelus, that you do not have to. Here they bring a raya thing that you do have to stop him. Right? They're trying to bring a raya, but you do have to stop him. Here comes talking about feeding non kosher to a katan. I believe, I'm not sure, I'm going to ask him. I think Rabbi Arya Leibowitz of North Woodmere has like a 20 page article about this topic, about kashrus and young children. I'll try to get a hold of that. So, Tashba. Bring a raya. Right, the pasuk says by Isra of Ilchil Shratzim, it says Kol Holi Chal Lachon, the Kol Holi Chal Arba, at Kol Marbe Raglayim, the Chol Sher to Shotel Aretz, Lo Sochlum Kishechet Heim. Right, what is Lo Sochlum? The pasuk is extra because it would have many times it says Naladi to Sheretz. So the Gemara says Lo Sochlum is as if it says Lo Ta Achilum, do not feed to others. Lo Ta Achilum Lahazhir Hagadolim Al Hakatanim. It seems to be here to warn the Gadolim on the Katanim. My love, so what does it mean? The Amalhu Lo Sochelu, Lo Sechlu. Don't
feed.
No, to tell the Katan that you should stop them from eating.
Right.
You should stop, not only do not feed them, but stop them. Right? So Gemara says, I'm lo sechlu, that so it's a chove on the person seeing the katan eating the sheretz to separate him from eating it. So therefore you see it's mitzvah to stop them against Rabbi Pedas. Gemara says, lo, no, it's the lo, lispu, luhu, biadayim. The isra is that you should not, just not feed them that. If they eat it by themselves, you don't have to stop them. Maybe from chinuch, it's a different perspective, but there's no isra from kashas to stop them, but you're definitely not allowed to feed them to them. So that's so Tashma, bring another ayah, by the isra of achilas dam, it says, Kol nefesh mikem lo sochol dam. And again, many places, the Rashi points out, Kroy yaseiruhu taksivi asharos harbegad b'dam. The many, many other places where it warns you not to eat dam. So why here? So it's lahazir akzolim akatani, and my lav dam ilu lo sechlu, which means that you can't have to stop them. So the Gemara says, lo, de lo lispiluhu, that you be a dime. Don't feed the blood, not to feed the blood to them, but to eat them by themselves, so you don't have to stop them. Third attempt, Tashma, it says by, in the Torah, by the tomb of the Kohanim, right? It says, Amor Kohanim, bin Aaron, bin Marta, Leim, Alev, Tloy, Tomo, Be'amav, right? It says, Amor, the Amarta. So what is the Amor, the Amarta? So the Amarta, you say, Lahazir, Gedolim, Akatanim, to warn the Gedolim on the Katanim, my love, the Amor, Lu, Lo, Titamu, that you have to tell them, do not become Tameh, which means you have to refrain or stop them from becoming Tameh. Mara says, lo, to lo, li tamalu biyadayim. You may not do it biyadayim, but he doesn't necessarily have to stop them. So if the young katan is running through the cemetery, you don't have to stop. But for the mother to push the young kohen in the stroller through the cemetery, that's a problem. According to this, that should be a problem. So the Gemara's going to ask, so why do we need all three cases? All three cases we tried and we said that the answer is that just not to be machal biyadayim doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stop them. So the Gemara says, utsrichi, and we need all three cases. How we just had the first case of the shkatzim. So why would we say there? What's the case over there? Mishum di isurun bimashihu. Because the isur of a sheketz, of eating a sheketz, is bimashihu. Rashi says, ki adasha bitumasan. It's such a small amount. I don't know why he says adasha. Tosas points out elsewhere that it's a little bit larger. Right, he says, "Perish bekonches b'surim kadosh, v'lo dak the beheja amar b'ila perakonches mezbeach, the shrotim lokim aleim bekazayis the chilik sibuhu, v'aminami perak basu demakos reisik teimun lam ve'echad chay v'hishlam kazayis v'chemash v'kamaduchte eliyesh lafarish b'surim b'mashu the loke al nemala b'shun habi beria." Maybe mashu over here just means even if it's a full one because it's a beria. That is a very small, minute amount that you will violate the iser. So you would say there you have to stop. Aval dam. But dam, you have up to a revius, which also is a problem, because I think dam is less, right? Dam up to a revius. Dam also is a kazayis that they bring down. Okay, so that's obviously the difference, whether it's congealed blood or it's liquid blood, to deal with the sugars of what the isur is. But he says, by dam, that it is more kal, because it's bigger shear, that's ad ik revius, aim alo. Maybe we say in that case, you don't have to warn them. Maybe you can feed it to them. So therefore, you have to say the isur to feed them to a katan is also on blood. The yashmim kdam, and if you have the case of dam, and not in the case of sheretz, you see the reason the problem over there is, which is the ikakaris. There you have to stop. There you have to not feed, because it's a violation. If you violate the isur of dam, the punishment is karis. Aval shratzim, which is a lav, so aim alone. Maybe there you could feed them. So therefore you need both. So let's have those two, and not have the case of the kohen. The yashmin hanitarti is mishum di surin shav v'kol. Now there, you would say, the reason why you can't do it is because everyone has that, is commanded about that iser. Aval tumma, when it comes to the tumma of a kohen, right, aim alone. Maybe we say there the Torah is not machmir, because it's only incumbent upon the kohanim. So okay, so just say the case of the kohen. So if he asked me in the tuma, we would say no. Kohenim shani mishum deribahen. If it's the same, it's like they flip the logic the other way. Maybe over there you have to prevent him from. You can't you can't have them violate it because Kohanim allowed to be surim on them. You have to be very careful with the Kohanim. Deribev I had mitzvah yiserus. Avalhani emalo. But in other situations, maybe we're not so, we don't have to be so careful. So therefore, tzrich, we need all three cases. Bottom line is, when it comes to non-kosher, or it comes to violations, it seems that, and even the Raisa, it seems that if the child, and see up to what age, if the child is violating on his own, you don't have to stop, but they're certainly not supposed to feed them that, but that
so
is
when, so when practical purposes, when does chinuch start then?
Right, so that's what I'm asking. When does this, when, what's the interplay between chinuch and this? Alright. And it's something that comes up often in the house. You leave up the lights on in the refrigerator. The air conditioner is off. The air conditioner is on. The lights on in the room. Lights off in the room. All those things. And you take your 4-year old and you pick them up. And you put them by the light switch.
Yeah.
And you don't say anything. And the kid trusts it. So when
you don't say anything.
Yeah. Come on, you can do it, sweetie. You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's press a little harder. Okay.
Run against
light. Right, no, that's you. That's your koach. That's even worse. Okay. So now Tashma. The whole reason why I brought this to you here is because I'm trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah. So Tashma, our Mishnah on Dafkuf, you have Beis, Beis said, Shnei Achin, we had two brothers, Echa Pikeach, Echa Cherish, one was a Pikeach, one was a Cherish, whose Nisum is the Rabbanan, and they married Shnei Achoyos Pikos. They both married two, normal, regular, women. So Meis Cherish Bal Pikeach, so if the Cherish dies, so Mayas Pikeach Bal Pikeach, so what does the Pikeach who's married to Pikeach do with the sister-in-law? So she just she goes out, no problem, Mishum Achos Isha, because it's Achos Isha, she goes out, she's free to go. But Meis Pikeach Bal Pikeach, if the Pikeach dies, and now the Cherish has to do Yibum or Chalitza to the Pikachas sister-in-law, Ma Yasa Cherish Ba Pikachas. So he has to divorce his wife, because that's only a marriage the Rabbanon, but he has the Zika the Oraisa with the Pikachas. So Motzi is Ishto Beget, sends her out, because it's a marriage the Rabbanon, he can divorce the Rabbanon with the Remiza. But the Ish is Achiv Asul Olam. But the sister-in-law, she's stuck for everybody, because he can't be Chorisher, and he can't be Miyabim her, because Mid Rabbanon is Achos Isha. So he can't do anything, and he can't be cholitzer because he's a cheresh. So she is stuck. The Gemara says, "Amai, what's the problem? Amai motzias ishto beget. Why do we force him to divorce his first wife with a get? Why does he have to send her out? Teitiv gavei. A cheresh is equivalent to the katam because there's no chiv and mitzvahs. Let him sit, and therefore katam and it's katam ochel nevelus. Who? So katam is ochel nevelus. What's the big deal? Let him continue. Gemara says, what's the big deal? I don't say the havim here. Well, she's a pikachas. She can't be with him because she also has the issue of she also has the issues of tzachos. What? No, this is the first wife. This is the first wife who's a pikachas. Says he has to divorce. He has to divorce her. The question says, why divorce her? It's no problem for him. You don't have to force him. Do it by himself. But it's a problem for her. Okay, so the havim. Now the Gemara asks again, and nothing had come up with the same answer. So Tashma, another case. Shnei achin pikachas, and as soon as shnei achayos pikachas. So two good. Are married to two regular married to two regular women, right? Sorry. Shnei achin pichin nesum stei achoyos achas pikachas achas reshes. The opposite case. It's two normal brothers married to one pikeach and one chareshes. Right. So meich pikeach balchi reshes. So if the chareshes husband if the husband of the chareshes dies, then he sum adirabanan. So mayas pikeach bal pikachas. So what does the surviving husband do? The teitz mishum achos isha. No problem. The chareshes goes out free. It's achos isha. You don't do anything. But if it's the opposite case, if the meis pikeach bal pikachas. If he dies, so my yasim kei bal charesha. So he has to again. He has to be motzis ishto beget because he can't live with her because the achos the zika is the raisa and this marriage is the rabbanon. But the eishes achiv bechalitza. And since he's a bekeach, he can do chalitza to this charashas. He can do chalitza. So Gemara says, "Am I motzis ishto beget? Why does he have to?" Sorry, he do chalitza to the pikachas, but why does he have to be motzi his cheresh's wife? Why am I motzi his ishto beget? Tesei bagay, let her stay with him. Gemara says because katan ochel nevelus. Gemara says b'shulni shulni day because he is an iser. I don't see what the havin is.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I believe the only reason why is because we're going to try to because the case now the third case does present an issue. So they brought the ratio of the mitzvah and the sefer just for completion that they went through the entire mishnah. That's why I think maybe why they're doing it. So Amar Rava says Tashma. What's the next case in the Mishnah? Shnei achim, echad cheresh, echad bekeach. So we have one, I hate saying the word normal, but we'll use that word. One normal, one cheresh. Nisum shnei achayos, echad bekeachas, echad chereshes. So the cheresh is married to the chereshes, and the bekeach is married to the bekeachas. So meis cheresh ba'al chereshes. So the cheresh dies, so now the chereshes is available for the bekeach for yibum. So ma yas the bekeach ba'al bekeachas. No problem. Teitzei mishum achos ishto. This chereshes, this yivama, goes out because it's achos ishto. No problem. But what the other way around? If the pikeach ba'al pikachas dies, so therefore the pikachas is now available to the cheresh for yivum. So ma yasa cheresh ba'al chareshes. So what does the cheresh do? He's married to his chareshes. The rabbanon has a zika to the pikachas midoraisa. So again, motzi es ishto beget. He divorces his woman, his wife with a get. The eish zachiv asur olam, and the pikachas is she's stuck. It's a big problem. So Moshe says, wait a second. But here there's no isurin either. Why does the cheresh have to divorce the chereshes? Let them stay together because it's katan ochel nevelos and they're doing it on their own, right? So it goes ha'hacha lavi sur de da ika v'lavi sur de day ika. That's why I believe that it's just a setup. That's why you have the previous two cases to set this up. It says lavi sur de da ika v'lavi sur de day ika. The katani then it says motis isu again. We force them to divorce, which seems to be a raya against Rabbi Pedas. So Gemara says, no, ain't a charami. Gemara says, you're right. They could stay together. But Amar Rav Shmaya, Gzeir Mishma Tar Sivam Lashuk. The problem is, if they stay married, people are thinking, oh, they stay married, so there's no problem with the other wife. But the other wife has a problem. She tells the Zika, and if they stay married, people are going to start marrying her, which would present an issue because she's stuck. She still has the Zika to the Charesh, for the Charesh. He can't do Yibum because it's Achos Ishto, and he can't do Chalitza because he doesn't have Das. So if you force him to divorce the first wife, then people see that, oh, you know, there's a problem. If she stays with them, if he stays with the first wife, people think, oh, he gets to stay with her, so therefore she's Mutaris Lashuk now.
Right.
And therefore it would be a problem. And then you have violated Isra. Rashi says, Mishum Gzeir Shatar Yivam Lashuk, Di Amrinan Tesev Charesh Gabi Charesh. The people, if you let the charesh stay with the charesh, lo yada inish the time mishum katan ochel nevelosu. They won't know that that's the reason. That's because it's the last rash in the parak. They won't know that the reason is because it's katan ochel nevelos. V'savrei the kiddushim today, they'll think that his kiddushim dachu lezika de bikachas achosa the ain boel achosuka chaso. They're going to think the zika that he had was pushed off. That the kiddushim he had with the charesh has pushed off the zika. Right? The hilchok asu l'mishrei achosu l'shuk. They're going to allow her to the market. Kishar achos ish shiptun mechalitza. They're going to think she's part of mechalitza, and that's going to be a big problem.
So what happens with the sister?
She's stuck.
She doesn't marry anybody.
Right, that's the case. All these three cases.
There's nothing that releases her.
But if she stays, but if he stays married to the chareshes, right, people will think that his marriage uproots her zika, and therefore she's muteris.
Right.
But they're saying here, just therefore he has to divorce the chareshes, and this woman is stuck.
Right. That's the case.
It's a very troubling scenario. Right. These three mishnayos, you have a woman who gets stuck. There's nothing you can do. Really, I mean, unless the chareshes dies, I don't know. But there's nothing really you can do. Okay. So now, the next parak is done. Right, is it the last parak? The next parak, no, it's not the last parak. I think it's second to last parak.
16.
Yeah, I think there's 16 parak.
Yeah,
there's
16.
Okay, so this parak, it goes back to what we mentioned before, talked about earlier, the other parakim, about the aguna. Right, that's an Ashes ish, whose husband went to a distant place, the aguna not the aguna we always talk about now, but the aguna in the times of the Gemara, you have an Ashes ish, her husband went to a distant place. We don't know whether he lived or died. So in the Torah, this woman she has a chazakah of Ashes ish, and she's a surah to marry, calls mind that we don't have viable edus that her husband died. But when it came to the iguna, the Chamei Takana, that if she says meis vayli, in order that she not to be stuck, we permit her to marry. That was the Mishnah of Kuf, that's going to be the Mishnah of Gav Kuf Tazvav. And the reason why the Chachamim were so mech on our Eidus and even Eid Echad, all those cases, because we said that Isha Deko Mintzeba, she's going to check. She's going to check carefully with her Eidus before she marries to clarify whether or not her husband died. And since she's worried about all the Knossos that we mentioned on the Afpe Zayin Rebeis, so she's going to be very, very careful. So now there are often situations where the Chachamim were choshish that the woman was not Medayeka so close. She didn't check so carefully. And in all these scenarios, we would not believe her. And say that she's still married. So now the Gemara is going to bring a couple cases where the woman is believed that her husband dies, and some cases where she's not believed. So, Ha'isha Shaholcha Hi Ubailo Medina Sayam. A woman and her husband travel to a distant area. We don't know beforehand. Pretty certain, pretty clear that they have a peaceful, good relationship going off, right? V'shalom ba'olam, and we know they're going to a peaceful environment, right? Ba'a, she comes back for Amra meiz ba'ili, and she said, "My husband died." Mishnah says, "Tinase will permit her to marry because, and if she was, and she was, she had no children, she's a kukul yubam to the brother, but there's no reason to not believe her now. Deko mitzvah, and there was shalom, and there was shalom in the world. You don't have to worry about it, right?" Rashi says, "V'shalom ba'olam she'ein shas chirim." Right? There's no danger, I guess, going on. The tema b'didami mu'ubad liba in perish hamena chodesh chashayim. Vaday hoyel v'lo chazar hargu listim. Right, the whole v'lav shas chayim e lo chazita demei chayishit l'kukula shemi yavu la'achar shenises v'mukalos. The point being is that if there's nothing, you can't be told that on something else. If there's wartime going on, she might be trying to trick and say, "Oh, he died in the war." But there's shalom, so I guess you can check into it. People can look. And also, if there's wartime, it's very difficult to trap at the time. Very difficult to get news back and forth. But if there's shalom, you can get news back and forth. So she's careful to say her husband died because she knows that people can look into it and follow up. But right, ubav amr meiz bali tinasa meiz bali tisyavim. She's allowed to do yibam. Now shalom beinola veina. There's peace between the two of them. But milchama ba'olam. But there is milchama in the world. Or ketata beinola beina and shalom ba'olam. I mean, we have to have both situations. Ubasav amr meiz bali einon emanes. When she not believed because we're worried that she's lying. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says la'olam. She's never been believed. Einon emeles. She's not going to be believed unless ela im kein basa bocho b'gdei kruyin. She has to show some outward signs of mourning. She's crying with torn clothing. That she has to show us that she's in distress. But if she doesn't come show us in distress, then we're not going to believe her. So amrlo.
Always cases you don't need them.
Correct. That's the whole point. Because we say mishumi guna kilu rabbanon because they come minsaba. Right. Amrlo. The Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda. Achazo, whether she comes crying or whether she doesn't come crying, tinase, she's permitted to marry, provided that it was shalom ben elbeina u shalom ba'olam. So the Gemara says, why do you say shalom ben elbeina? The stam scenario, unless you know otherwise, you could assume that the marriage is shalom. So tell us shalom ben elbeina, why? Mishum tegabai lemisne katata ben elbeina. Only because you wanted to mention the second case of katata ben elbeina. And same thing, tana shalom ba'olam, you mentioned peace in the world because Tana Shalom Ba'olam, Mishum Tegabai Lemisnei Milchama Ba'olam, because you want to mention the second case of Milchama. So just for contradiction, the distinction between the two, you mentioned it. But really, the default scenario is Shalom and Shalom. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, So what is the reason? Well, Katana doesn't mean having an argument or disagreement who's going to change the diaper or put the baby to bed. You're talking about the War of the Roses, you're talking about a difficult scenario in the house. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, now what's the reason why she's not believed? It was my milchama. So Amar Rava, my taima did milchama. Why is she in milchama? She's not believed to say meiz bali. Mishum de amr de dummy. Because with choshesh b'tet, she thinks he's dead. It's a war scenario. So she's going to assume that he's dead, just like everybody else is. Because the Savra, she, in parentheses, the Savra, Salka daitach b'chol hain de ikto hu polit. You have all these dead lying all over the place, and he survived? There's a question. So the intim se lomar, and then since the Lomar that we shouldn't that cave on the Shalom Beno Beno Natra Adchazia. Well, maybe wait a second. She's not going to, if there was peace in the house, she's not going to give up until she sees him, right? So he gets Zimnin Demachule Begira Oberumcha. Sometimes in Nachman she'll see that he's wounded. Besavra Vademes, and she'll think that he definitely died. And he could obviously Samtare Vechayim. Maybe a situation where they can put some sort of bandage on him and he'll survive. So maybe she does see him. So you're worried that in the war that she's going to give up hope, and that's why she said that he's dead, but maybe he's not dead. So Savar Rava Lememar, originally Rava was thought to say that Re'avon, the time of famine, it's Eino Kimilchama, that it's not like a war, and we're not going to be choshish that she thinks he's dead, even though he's not, the low Amr B'dami, because she's not going to say, oh, everyone else died, he died, because by hunger, she'll assume that she'll think that maybe he's alive. So Hada Amar Rava, Rava says, no, Ravon Harek Milchama. No, that by famine, it's the same thing as a Milchama. And she's going to be saying, even if she doesn't see the body, she's going to say, oh, everyone else died, he must have died as well. And why is that? Because he had the following case. Tahit Asas Lakame the Rava. So this woman came before Rava, and she came from a place where there was a famine. V'amrlei, and she says to Rava, Baili Meis Berav, my husband died in the famine. So Rava wants to check, right? Because originally he said, right, he says, Ra'avon, Eino Kil Milchama. Right, so he's going to go check. Right, so Amar Allah, so Rava says to this woman, Shapir Avadit. Oh, wait, no, he wasn't going to check. Amar Allah, Shapir Avadit, Shizaft Nafsheikh. It's good that you ran away from your husband, and you ran away and you saved yourself. Because Kusaka Daitach, the Vahi Porta, because would you have thought that, you know, the little food that you have, that he would have lived as well? So she says to him, Mar Nami Yoda, you pretty much know. You're right. You know that my husband would not have been able to live with this small amount of food. So Rava deduced that she never saw him dead. She never saw him dead. She just assumed he was dead because he only had the small amount of food. So first Rava says that you believed her by famine. Now we don't believe her by famine because you see brought a case where she doesn't check. She didn't check. Now Hadam Rava Ra'avam Guriya Mimachama. Rava's even worse than a Mimachama. Meaning there's she'll check less by a famine. The Ila Mimachama, right? Ki Amar Meis Ba'ali Mimachama Hud Lo Mehemin. Ha Meis Amitaso Mehemna. When it comes to a Mimachama, it's only if she says that he died in battle do we not believe her. But if she says that he died on his bed, meaning he got wounded and then he died on his bed, we believe him. About Gabi Rio Avon, when it comes to Avon, we don't believe him because maybe she thinks he's dead, but he's not. So we don't believe her until she says, Ad Amr Mesu Kvartiv. He said, until I buried her. I had to bury her. Okay. We'll try to do a little bit more. Mapoles harehu kimulchama, meaning if the case is where disaster strikes and the house collapses, the house falls on the husband, we say that it's like a mulchama because the amr b'didami, because she says who's going to survive that? We say b'didami, right? So therefore, she's not believed until we bury him. Like maybe that's a problem with the World Trade Center also. Maybe that was a mapoles. I'm not sure, right? Shiluach nechashim v'akbarim. There was a massive assault of scorpions and snakes on an area. Harehi kumachama. That's also like a machama. If she says he died, we're not going to believe her because the amr b'dami. Because she says, I assume that he's dead because everyone else died. He assumed that he died. Dever, which is some sort of, right? So dever, which is a magefa. Amrilei, some say harehi kumachama, v'amrilei ain't kumachama. Some say it's like a machama and she's not believed, and some say it is not like a machama and she is believed. Amrilei harehi kumachama, those who say it's like a machama and therefore she is not believed, the amr b'dami, because she assumes that he's dead. Who says that he survived and no one else did? V'amrilei ain't kumachama, and the one who says that it's not like a machama and therefore she is believed, right? It's not like a machama, she is believed. Right, the samche ad the amri inish, because she saw what people said. Shavshin having most of the inish below shnei azil. 7 years was a magefa, and no one dies before their time. Meaning people survived, and so therefore she's not going to testify that he's dead until she sees him that she's dead, and therefore she would be believed. So mapolos like a magefa, nechashim akbarim like a mapolos like a melchama, nechashim and akbarim like a melchama, that she sees with dami and she's not believed. But dever it's a machlokas whether it's like melchama she's not believed or it's not like a melchama and she is believed. Okay, we'll stop here on the last line. I'm not answering that question.
No, would you not believe that, I have no idea. Nobody came out of there.
Plenty of people did come out of there. I used to have stories that I don't know. I'm not touching that. Okay, no, stop here.
It's not touching that, but.